Blog Talk Radio.
When you're driving in a storm, it is very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there. Let's go.
I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the heaven are working. All my brothers are still the same song.
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine. And nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, yeah, but where are my blue skies? Yeah. Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
You've been down,
we hate to see you give us down. You look so much better when you smile.
Thank God, thank God. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's good to be here another morning. This is Care Church, Amen, Incorporated here in Arlington, Texas. I want to thank everybody for coming on this morning, joining us for another day. Amen. So I appreciate all of you who got up this morning. You know, you didn't wake up on your own this morning. It was God that woke you up. And if it had not been for God that woke you up, you'd still be asleep. So thank God that you didn't sleep the sleep of death this morning. Now you have life. So I just praise God for it. Every day that I wake up now, the more and more I realize how good God has been to me. Amen. Has God been good to you? Amen. Amen. He's been nothing but good to all of us. So I just praise God for all of you who join in this morning online. Whether you're on Facebook, amen, whether you're on Care Network, hallelujah, you're here this morning, and I just want to thank God, amen. And you that are here this morning, has anyone got a scripture for us, Sister Paige, amen, hallelujah, amen. Let's give us a scripture this morning, amen, so we can lead off with and let God be in the midst of us, amen. Thank God, amen.
I'm going to read the scripture from Isaiah 54:7, and then go to 55. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Isaiah 55, starting in verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people and a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nation that knew not thee, shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One Israel, for he had glorified thee. Seek the Lord while he might be found. Call upon him while he is near. As the wicked forsake his ways, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon thee. Him and to our God, for he will abundant pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Amen. Thank God.
Lord, have a reason best to hear of his word.
Thank God for that word. Amen. We're just going to have a word of prayer. Amen. If someone has a testimony, we're going to give a space for a testimony this morning. If God been good to you, he's done something for you, and you want to tell about where God brought you from, because I know God brought you from somewhere. Wherever you are now, you weren't there all the time. God brought you from somewhere. Whether it's the bottom of the bucket, the bottom of the pit, wherever you were, God brought you out. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father God, we thank you this morning for another day. Lord, you have brought us together here in this place, oh, Lord, on this line, oh, Lord. We come together to congregate for your word, oh, Lord. We're asking, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will be in the midst of us, that it would teach us, it would guide us, it would lead us into all the truth and righteousness. You said that it would do that, Lord. You said it would take what is yours and show it to us. And we want to thank you for showing us today, Lord, the things that are yours, O Lord. Show us today, Lord, the things you want to reveal to us, O Lord. Show us today, Lord, the secret things of the Most High, Lord. Show us today, Lord, the things that are hidden behind the veil, O Lord. Show us today, Lord, the things we can't see on our own, Lord, only you, O Lord, that can reveal it to us. And so we want to thank you for revelation knowledge today. And we give you praise for revelation knowledge in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. You got a testimony, sister? Amen. You don't have a testimony? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, amen. We just thank God for y'all with a testimony. But God is good, has been good, and I thank you today. Amen. Well, there's no testimonies. We came for the word of God this morning. And go ahead, Sister Paige.
I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I just want to thank him for his goodness and his mercy this morning. And I just want to thank him that he brought me through another week.
Another week.
But then mostly I want to thank him for bringing me out the world's sin into his marvelous light. Because I know I was a sinner, oh my God. But I just thank him one day. Yeah, I went to church one Sunday night. And my heart wasn't right.
Uh-huh.
But something got a hold of
me. Something got a hold of you.
The word of God through my husband got a hold of me.
Got a hold of you.
And I just thank God that he penetrated my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I wasn't going to church that night. But I gave up and went anyways.
Amen.
And Lord, I thank you for going to church that night.
Thank you, God.
Because I probably would be dead, maybe on drugs. But now, you know, I'm just saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and water baptized. And I just thank him for his mercy, his truth, and his grace.
Well, amen, Sister Paige, amen. She went to church what night was it?
One night.
Was it a Saturday night?
Sunday night.
A Sunday night. She went to church a Sunday night, and her heart wasn't right. But something got a hold of her. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good that God get a hold of you. And when God get a hold of you, you don't want him to turn you loose. Amen.
Amen.
Is that right? Thank y'all on the line this morning. Amen. To say God got a hold of you. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
So I think God got a hold of me, and he turned me around. Amen. Place my feet on some solid ground. Amen. So I want to thank God for that. Amen. 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 We were going the wrong way. If it had been for God to turn us around, we would be still going in the same direction that we were going in the beginning. Amen. And so aren't you glad about it? And if you're online, you put your mute on because we hear a lot of background noise, we appreciate if you mute that out. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank you on. Amen. James Kent online this morning. Live. Thank you this morning, Brother James. I appreciate you being online this morning. Amen. Sister Robbins, I appreciate you being online this morning. I say God bless you. And tell Mama happy birthday. And I don't know how many of you got a spiritual birthday today. Anybody got a spiritual birthday today? Was this the day you got saved on? Anybody remember the day they got saved?
I do.
Amen. Well, today must not be the day you got saved. You ought to thank God for the day you got saved.
Line muted.
That's a reason to rejoice, amen. That's a reason
amen.
To rejoice, amen.
Amen.
The day you got saved, the day that God came into your life. Hey, when was it, Sister Paige?
March 28, 1982.
Amen. Thank God for a birthday. She just had a birthday. Amen.
Amen.
March 1982. So thank God for all of that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe somebody else got a spiritual birthday. Anyone else has a spiritual birthday today? Amen. Amen. What is this, May? May 2nd? Amen. Anybody had a spiritual birthday May 2nd? Amen. That was the day that God came into your life. Amen. Praise God. Well, if that's nobody, anyone on Facebook, amen. If you got saved on March 2nd, amen, put your name up on Facebook to say that was your day that you got born again and God came into your life. If it was May the 2nd, amen. We want to congratulate you today, amen. Praise God. Praise God. We have a word today, praise God. We want to give you a word. What God has given us. And we've been talking about the love of God and how much God loves us. And one of the things we must realize is how much God loves us.
Amen.
Amen. And when we think about it, that was one of the things the Bible tells us that we need to know. We need to know the love of God. Amen. Know the love of God so that you won't be wavering. You won't be moved by everything that comes your way because you understand and you know the love of God. Amen. Praise God. And so once we realize how much God loves us, then we don't have to run away from God. No matter what goes on or what comes in our life, we don't have to turn our back on God because we know he still loves us. Amen.
Amen.
It's kind of like a real relationship. Amen. As long as the husband knows the wife loves him and the wife knows the husband loves her. Amen. As long as that love is known, that love is what keeps you together.
Amen.
Amen. That was in the book of Ephesians 3:19. This is not going to be, but I'm just going to make a way where we're going today. Amen. Praise God. 3:19, it says, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. And the thing we need to know, the love of God, how far it goes. You know, when we talk about how low God went, amen, how high God went, amen, praise God. And the depth that he went and the length that he went, all to demonstrate his love toward us, amen. That is what it was all about. Jesus came to demonstrate his love for his people, amen. Amen. We was in a lost and a dying world, and because we were in a lost and a dying world, Jesus came to save us out of it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And I thank God that he saved us out of a lost and dying world. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And even though God had wrath for us in the beginning, but God came to save us from the wrath, from his own wrath. I mean, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry, and I want to whip you, but I'm going to do something so that I won't have to whip you. What a loving God that is, amen, that he did something so that he wouldn't have to spank us, amen. Hallelujah. I love God for that. Somebody take your spanking for you. That is when you can say we're more than conquerors, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. I should have got spanked, but somebody else took the spanking for me, and I got by not being spanked the same way, amen, because he took it for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
but what you think about it, there, sometimes you say, well, rather than to whip me, God said, I would rather whip myself. I mean, I don't understand that. Now, that love there, I don't quite understand that part there, amen. But rather than me to whip you, I would rather whip myself. Now, that's love there now, amen.
Yeah.
Now, somebody, he going to stand in there and take it for you. So thank God for the love, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to hell now, boy, I don't know why would you want to go right now. That God gave his son while he was in the son to take the spanking and the beating for you so that he wouldn't have to whip you. That's love there. I ain't going to take nobody whipping. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for Jesus. I tell you, all y'all would be getting spanked now if I had to take your whipping. Amen. But I thank God that God is not like me. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that God is not like you. Amen. And so that is the good thing, that God is not like us. Sister Paige, turn to Psalms 86. It's where we're going to take our thought from today. Hallelujah. I think Psalm 86 and 15. That is where we're going to take it from today. But I had to say all that to say this about, to think about God. What I want to talk about today, amen, I want to talk about compassion today, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, the reason God did what he did because he had compassion on us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah, that's why he did it. He had compassion. He looked at us and saw that we weren't able to do something on our own, and so he had compassion on us and decided to do it himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have a compassion, amen. That's what I want to talk about today, compassion. How compassion how compassionate God is. God is a compassionate God, amen.
Amen.
And then if God being a compassionate God, it means that we are supposed to be compassionate people,
mm-hmm.
amen. Because if you're going to be like God, amen, then if God is full of compassion and mercy, then God said, I want you to be compassionate about with one another,
amen.
Full of mercy, amen. And then so that we can be like God, compassionate. That's why we want to always look at God as being the most compassionate God, amen. Most merciful God, amen. Hallelujah, he's merciful. He's long-suffering. And you know, we don't like to put up with anything. Amen. We're short fused. Praise God. We'll go off in a minute. We talk about long-suffering and patient. I guess some of y'all got to get saved again because a lot of you are not long-suffering. And sometimes I even wonder, do you have compassion?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just wonder, do people have compassion?
Mm-hmm.
When you ask that question sometime or ask, do you really care? You know, when you say you're past compassionate, you're asking the question, do you really care? Are you really concerned about somebody else? Amen.
Yeah.
Do you have any compassion anymore? Do you care about your neighbor? Do you care about the age? Do you care about the lost? But you see, a compassionate person will always look at the situation and then do something about it. They'll move within their feelings to do something. You know how you said you feel something. You mean you don't feel nothing, you know, by action. You don't feel anything. But see, compassion is a feeling. Read the scripture. Let me get into this. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, thou, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plentiful in mercy and truth.
For thou, O Lord, are what?
A God full of compassion.
A God full of compassion.
And gracious.
Gracious.
Long-suffering.
Long-suffering.
And plenty in mercy.
And plenty in mercy, amen. And truth, amen. That's who we say. For God is a God that's plenty in mercy and truth and compassion. When we think about it, I have to look up the word compassion because I didn't want to be talking about compassion and not know what compassion means.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to look up compassion, amen,
mm-hmm.
and to say what compassion means. Compassion means to take actions that affect the lives of those who have need, and need moves them. Amen. An action. So compassion is an action just like love is an action, but compassion also is an action. It means that I move by the feelings of other people, amen. I move by what I see other people going through. I move by what I see other people going through, and if I have the necessary thing to help them, then if I have compassion, I should be moved to help that person because I see that they have a need. Mm-hmm. My feelings, I feel for the person, amen. That's what compassion is, when you feel for somebody. You see somebody going through something and you feel for that person, you know. You sometimes it's a thing that you feel sorry for the person. You saw somebody that was sick. When you see somebody sick, you know, you have compassion for the sick, you know. And you have a feel, oh, I hate to see him, and I hate to see her or him in that condition. And you're moved to do something, amen. It's just nothing but sometimes get a pan of water and put a rag over their head. If you can't do anything else because of the feeling of your compassion, that means you're trying to respond to what's going on. You're trying to do something about it. Even when we say we have compassion, if you don't do anything, but when you see somebody that has a need, you'll pray for that person because you have compassion for that person. But I wonder, do people have compassion anymore?
Yeah.
I wonder, does anybody care? Do we care enough about one another to see somebody going through something and have a compassion to react or to do something about it if we can't do anything but pray for the person? Compassion. Do we have any compassion today? Have any compassion for the lost. We talk about them all the time. But do you have enough compassion, amen, to take what you have? You see, God has given you something to be able to give them. Do you have enough compassion just to give them what they got, what you got?
Yes.
Compassion. You see, I thought about an incident. Peter and John, in the fourth chapter of Acts, the book of Acts, they were going to prayer early one morning, and there was a man down at the gate, and the man was a beggar. And being that he was a beggar, Peter and John was walking by, and the man looked upon them and to receive something. The man thought he was going to give him some change because he was used to getting a little money from them when they came, when people passed by. But he saw Peter and John when they going up to what was called the hour prayer, the ninth hour. They was going to prayer that morning, amen. And Peter and John didn't have no money. They didn't have any money, but Peter looked at him, to the man, and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk," amen. And the man received strength in his bone, and he got up, went walking and leaping and praising God for the thing that has been done to him. But how many times do we pass by people?
That's right. Amen.
How many times do we pass by the beggars on the streets and we just go right on by them and not give them what we have? Nobody said you had to have some money to give them, amen. Nobody said you had to be rich in gold and silver, amen. Nobody said you had to be have all the world riches, amen. But the thing that you have Jesus. Why do we have enough compassion to offer somebody Jesus Christ this morning?
Amen.
I believe we've lost the passion, amen. Somewhere we don't have no compassion, amen. Yeah, compassion is those who have a need, you're moved by that. Compassion means a call to care enough to become involved.
Amen.
Amen. Will we become involved? You see, most of the time, people without compassion, they don't care enough to get involved. They're all selfish to themselves.
Uh-huh.
They don't care about nobody but themselves. Lord, bless me and my soul and no more. My name is Jimmy. I take all you give me. That is all we're concerned about. Self-righteous, amen. Self-centered, amen. You see, compassionate people, they are not self-centered, amen. They are moved by the need of somebody else to do something about it. You see, God was moved by our needs. He saw that we was in a place. We needed something that we couldn't give ourselves. We couldn't lift ourselves up. We couldn't do anything for ourselves. And so God was moved by our need to send his son, Jesus Christ, to lay down on the cross for us so that our need would be met through the son that he sent into the world to save the world. He was moved by our needs, amen. He cared enough about us to do something about it.
Amen.
He didn't just let us go to hell, amen. He didn't just let us be lost, amen. But he did something. He saw that he could do something about it. So now he sent his son into the world to die on the cross for us and shed his blood. He was trying to show his compassion toward us. He was moved by our need.
Amen.
You see, Jesus is moved by need. I know sometimes they say he's moved by faith, but he's also moved by your tears and you're crying sometimes, or he sees that you have need. He's moved sometimes even by your weakness, amen. That's what compassion will cause you to be moved when you see somebody else weak and you got some strength. If you got compassion, you'll lend your hand. You'll lend a hand to help him up from where he is so they can stand on his own. I'm talking about compassion today.
Amen.
Yeah, and I think that is the thing that is wrong with the church today. The church has lost its compassion to try to help somebody else up. They're up, and they're only concerned about themselves. They got enough. They got a whole tank for the Holy Ghost, but they ain't giving it to nobody.
Amen.
Because they don't have compassion no more. We don't care no more, amen. We've gotten to a place we don't care anymore. We don't care about the church no more, amen. We didn't forget about that now. Everybody went to their house. They don't care about the church no more. They done lost compassion for that, amen.
Right. Amen.
They lost their compassion for that. And now they're self-centered. I'm on me. I'm tired. I don't feel like it. No compassion. Not realizing that somebody else needs some help, amen.
Amen.
Not realizing your brother needs some help. Your brother needs some encouragement. Your sister needs some encouragement. But you don't have no compassion enough to be concerned about it. So
that's right.
No compassion.
Right.
What if God had done you like that and didn't have compassion on you? I called to care enough to become involved. Isn't that something? Do you care enough about it to be involved in it? Sometimes, you know, we got things going on. You know, sometimes even when we used to be trying to feed people, you know, to give them what we had, amen. Nobody had enough compassion to get involved, to give somebody a meal. And then you said you love God, and God loved you. And God got enough involved in your life to have compassion on you, got involved with you to bring you out of the mess that you was in, and now you don't care about nobody else to lift somebody else up. Where is the love that you talk about that you have with God? Where is that concern for somebody else that you cared enough to get involved, not cared enough to sit back and talk? No compassion, amen. I thank God that God got involved with my situation, amen. He saw where I was, amen. He saw that I had a need, and he loved me enough and had enough compassion on me to come down to where I was. You see, most of the time, people don't want to get down where everybody else is at, amen. But when you think about Jesus Christ came all the way from heaven. He came all the way from heaven down to the earth and the cesspool of sin and got into sin with us just so he can lift us up out of the situation that was in. That's what compassion is all about. I'm willing to come down to where my brother is, lift him out from where he's at. Jesus was our brother that came all the way from heaven because he had compassion on his brothers, enough to get down where he was. Amen.
Amen.
And summertime we get in so much pride and arrogance that we can't come down to where our brother is, and to meet him where he is, it shows that you have a lack of compassion for people. God, look, I thank God that he had compassion for me, amen. He cared enough, amen. See, compassion is getting involved and helping by taking, being enough to get involved and to help by taking some action to help others. I'm taking some action. I'm not just going to sit and talk about it, but I'm going to do something about it, amen. You know, if I don't have but a dollar, I'm going to give this dollar in this, amen, because I might not. If I had more, I'd give more, amen. But God is not asking you to do any more than he's given you to do it with, amen. But do with what you have, amen. That is why Peter could say, I don't silver and gold, I don't have no money, but such as I do have, I'm going to give that to you, amen.
Right. Amen.
So God didn't bless you for you to keep it. He blessed you so you can be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Turn to 2 Corinthians with me, y'all, this morning. I'm talking about compassion. Amen. Doing something about it. You know, a lot of us get deliberate, and we don't even have enough compassion on ourselves sometimes to do something about it. Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, I believe. We want to just read the word. I'm talking about compassion here. Let me see. 1 and 6. Hallelujah. Start at verse 3. Start at verse 3, Sister Faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Listen to that when we talk about compassion here. Amen.
Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Who will comfort us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ.
Uh-huh.
And whether we be afflicted, it is for our consolation and salvation, which is effectually and the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for our consolation and salvation.
Amen. Amen. I changed that word. When I looked at it, I changed that word, that word comfort, to be that we won't have compassion. Well, what I'm trying to say is that God had compassion on us so that we can have compassion on somebody else. Amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
God, you are a blessing. Amen. What God is trying to say, you are a blessing, but God said, I have blessed you to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. I have blessed you. I have had compassion on you so you can have compassion on somebody else. Amen. I allowed you to go through the things that you go through so that you know how to help somebody else through the things that you went through so you can also be able to strengthen them in any kind of trouble they in. I allow the suffering you go through, I allow you to go through it so that you can have compassion on somebody else that was going through the same suffering. You see, that is what God said. Allow these things to come in your life so that you can be a help to somebody else. I had compassion on you so you can have compassion on somebody else.
Amen.
That's right. See, what you're going through, and that's why we know that everything worked together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, amen. Because even the suffering and the experience that you have in God, amen, God has allowed you to have those experiences so that you can be able to help somebody else who's going through the same thing that you are going through.
That's right. Amen.
And so if he has compassion on you, he allowed you to experience his compassion. He allowed you to experience his love so that you can love somebody else the same way that he loved you. Amen. The same way he comforted you, you can comfort somebody else. And likewise, you see, that is why if we're going to be like God, then we got to learn how to have compassion on people. Even when you're going through, you got to realize you're not just going through for yourself.
Amen.
And see, what we don't realize that even the things God allows us to go through, we're not going through those things for ourselves, just for ourselves. Hallelujah. See, I call it on-the-job training, amen. God got us on the job training, amen. He's training us to be a blessing, amen. Hallelujah. He's training you. He's letting you feel compassion for him. He's letting you get experience through him. And through the experience that you get through God, for you and him having a relationship, then you and somebody else can have the same experience. Hallelujah. So even that is why you shouldn't quit when you start going through troubles, amen. You have to keep going. You can't give up. You can't stop. And the reason you can't quit, the reason you can't stop, because if you stop, amen, you will stop the blessing of somebody else. If Jesus had quit in the midst of the thing, none of us would be here today.
Mm-hmm.
None of us would be saved today if he had stopped, amen. But he went through, you see. He went through the thing, amen, and experienced. That's why the Bible says he suffered like as we suffered, amen. He went through the same thing we went through, amen. Amen. He suffered in the flesh like we suffered in the flesh, that he might know how to help those who are in the flesh. So Jesus took an experience himself, amen, so that he would know how to help us in the things that we're going through. So if Jesus had quit and had not had enough compassion to continue on to do what he needed to do, we would have been lost. People are being lost because people don't have enough compassion to continue on their journey in God.
Yeah.
God saved you so you can save the mother too. But you quit because you didn't have no compassion for other people.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody, amen. When you don't have compassion for other people, you don't care about nobody else.
Right.
And Lord, just let me get in. Lord, just let me get in. I don't care whether my other person make it in or not. I don't care. No compassion, amen.
Mm-hmm.
No compassion. Hallelujah. Don't care no more, amen. Folks don't care no more, amen. They don't have enough compassion on your children. You know, people know their children going to be lost. They don't have enough compassion to serve God so that their children can serve God. No compassion. And you're talking about you love them. You are a liar. You don't love your kids. If you love them enough, you would have enough compassion to go through, to serve God, so that you know how to help them to serve God. How are they going to know how to serve God and you never served them? And then you talk about you love them, no compassion. Because if you cared about your child, you would do things for your child, wouldn't you? Huh? That's what compassion does, huh? Compassion sees there's a need and supplies it. And so all these things you are saying, we're missing God somewhere. We're absent of the truth. What it is, we're absent of truth. There's a lot of things we call truth. It's truth, but you're lacking some things in truth, amen. Because if you're going to walk in truth, amen, you're going to walk in compassion. You're going to walk in love, because that's what God is. You can't say you got it now and you're not walking in it. To have compassion, you got to have compassion on somebody. If you say you got it, you got to demonstrate it, amen. See, love has to be demonstrated like compassion has to be demonstrated. God demonstrated his love for us so that we could see it. He didn't just talk about it, but he did something so we can see it. We saw his love hanging on the tree, amen. That's a demonstration, amen. We saw the compassion that he had when he came down and saw where we was, amen, and realized that the place that we were in, we couldn't get out on our own, so he did something to the body so we could get out of the situation that we were in. That's what compassion does. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, do we have any compassionate people in the house of God today, amen? You're only concerned about yourself, amen. No compassion, amen. Mm-hmm. Do you have any compassion for your leader? Do you even care about him anymore? You know, they don't care about leaders because everybody trying to be a leader today, amen. Everybody want to be first today. They don't care about nobody else. Just let me get my ministry going, you know what I mean. My ministry, you know, that's what it is, my ministry. That's all they care about, no compassion. If Jesus hadn't come down and had a ministry, they wouldn't have no ministry. He had enough compassion to come down to give you a ministry, amen. Mm-hmm. And what you got, you didn't get it on your own. It was given to you. Hallelujah. Amen. But you don't care about nobody else, though. You're only concerned about yourself. See, that's not compassion. That's selfishness. Yes. We got a lot of preachers saying that they compassionate. You just selfish. Mm-hmm. You self-centered. It's me and my folk. You don't care about nobody else. It's just you. I like the devil. Not compassionate. Can't reach down to try to help somebody else up, but they always, how's that song go? They're always reaching. They're not giving, but they're always reaching, amen. Living in earth, all he left was alone. Oh, that was talking about Papa was the Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing he was doing was reaching. He was just reaching for stuff, amen. He didn't care about nobody else. All he cared was how much he had. Sometimes even a rich man don't have no compassion, amen? Yeah. All he doing, he's still reaching. He want more. I don't care how much he got. He want more, amen. He just want more. He just want more, amen. And the poor man that he left behind, he you know, that's why the rich man ended up in hell. We talk about the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man ended up in hell because he had all of the goods that he had, but he didn't have enough compassion to give Beg and Lazarus even a piece of bread. No compassion. And some of us, we got plenty of bread. Amen. It might not be money, but you got plenty of bread. Some of you got plenty of word in you, but you ain't giving nobody none of it.
Yeah.
You full of the word, but you ain't giving nobody none. No compassion.
Amen.
No compassion. You say you got it, but no compassion, because if you're full of the word, you'll be giving somebody some of the word that you got, because that's what compassion does. Compassion see that somebody else have a need or something, and I'm going to give them some of what I got to show my and demonstrate my compassion. Amen.
Amen.
What does James say about compassion? James talked about it in the book of James. James talked about compassion. He said, now, you call it love, but if you see somebody hungry, amen, and say, and you pray for them and say, be thou filled, amen, and go on your way, amen. And don't give those things that's necessary to fill his stomach with something. How dwells the love of God in you? How can you say you got compassion and you saw that man hungry and you had a dollar in your pocket and you didn't give him the dollar to get something to eat? Where's your compassion? Hmm?
That's right.
Jesus saw that we was broke. We owed a debt that we couldn't pay. And so we needed somebody to pay our debt. So he came down and forgave us of the debt and paid our debt so that we could be on our merry way. But yet you see somebody else poor and broke, and you don't have enough compassion to give them the dollar, amen, just to get a soda pop or whatever it is. Where's your compassion? And the only reason you got what you got because God blessed you to get it. In other words, you wouldn't even have it yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The seventh chapter of the book of Luke talks about it to show you how Jesus was. Amen. Jesus was a very compassionate man. Seventh chapter of the book of Luke. Amen. You don't have, we ain't going to read it, but we're going to turn that and let you know where I got it from. Hallelujah. I don't want you to know I just got it from anywhere, but I got it from the book. Amen. There's a widow woman. There's a widow woman. Had her only son. She had her only son, amen. And here's a funeral procession going on, amen. And here comes a funeral procession going on. And in the midst of the funeral procession, Jesus hear them crying and hear them weeping. And you know how you're hollering when a funeral going on, amen. Like the crying and weeping and hollering going to bring him back, but you know. But the thing about the compassion, it's the sorrow that's within their heart. That's where it's at, amen?
Yeah.
It's the sorrow that's within them. But Jesus heard them crying and weeping and because the widow woman, her husband, I mean, you know she's in bad shape now. Her husband gone, and now she don't have no son. And back in those days, women really couldn't take care of themselves on their own because most of the time, back in that time, the men worked.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the women didn't have no skills back then, you know. And so now her son is gone. The last of her hope to be able to make it is her son, and now her son is dead. And Jesus sees them weeping. And the dead man being carried out by his mother. And the verse 13, it says, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. 7:13, and said unto her, stop weeping. Weep not, amen. Hallelujah. See, this is what a compassionate person would do, amen. You see, here he sees this woman weeping. He sees that she's got a lack in her life. She's lost something in her life, and he's moved by the weeping. He's moved by the noise that is going on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that moves him, amen. You see, many times in your tears and your crying, you've lost something. And whatever it is that you lost, you're weeping about it, you're crying about it. And that thing, whatever you had, it has died now. And maybe you're weeping tonight. You're crying. That's why I say weeping might endure for the night. But what? The joy comes in the morning. Because, see, God is so compassionate about you, amen. He won't allow you to cry all night and not do something about it. God, what a mighty God we serve. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those that weep now, for they shall be filled with joy. You see, it's because of his compassionate, how compassionate he is, he won't allow you to weep all night and then not do something about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What a compassionate God we serve. Hallelujah. Those that go weeping going to come again shouting for joy, amen. Because, you see, God has enough compassion for you not to see you in the situation that you're in and knowing that he's able to do something about it and not do it, then God wouldn't be a compassionate God if he saw you in that condition and then not do anything about it.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And so when Jesus saw this going on, he was moved by compassion to do something about it.
Amen.
It didn't say he was moved by faith, amen. He was moved by his compassion to do something, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It didn't say he was moved just because he was God, but he was moved by compassion to do something about the situation that the woman had because he had the power and he had the ability to do something about the situation that his woman in, amen. I'm trying to tell you, God is a compassionate enough God. He sees your cries, he sees your tears, and he will be moved by compassion of your weeping and your tears that you cry before him day and night, amen. He will move and do something for you and about the situation that you're going through because he couldn't be a God of compassion if he wasn't moved by your tears.
Yeah, I shall be glad when he sees my tears.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And so he raised this woman's son from the dead because he felt compassion for the woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God is not going to allow us to cry to him day and night and then not be moved by your tears. He'll put your tears in a bottle, amen. That is why we can trust him, because we know that he hears us when we cry, amen. Amen. And then if you would cry to God today and whatever your needs are, I'm trying to tell you, God will meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory because of the compassion that he has for you. Not only is he moved by faith, but he's moved by compassion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God don't want to see you crying all night. Hallelujah. And not do something about it, amen. Sometimes he'll allow you to cry all night, but in the morning he's going to answer. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, amen.
Amen.
That he moved by your compassion. He moved by the tears that come from your eyes. God is moved because of his compassion, amen. But are you moved by the tears of others? Are you moved by their hurt? Are you moved by their pain? Are you moved by their situation that they're in? What moves you? What is it that moves you, amen? What is it that makes you act? What is it that calls you to do? Do you love just to be loved? Do you act just to be act? But what is it that moves you to take action to help somebody else or to lift somebody else up? That is what compassion does. Does the church have any compassion anymore? Do you see the condition that the church is? Do you care? Do you care? Do you care? Do you have compassion about the church? Jesus went into the temple and started throwing things out because he was moved by the things that was going on in the church, amen.
Right.
They were selling turtle doves. It had become a business, amen. And he came in and drove everything out because he was moved by the stuff that was going on there. And he did something about it. He turned the tables over because compassion caused him to be concerned about his house of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He cared about the house of God because they had made it into something that it wasn't. But are we moved to do anything about what's going on in there? Even if we don't do nothing but pray, you can pray and cause changes to come, but do you care enough?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
when the power of God was rested upon the church in the beginning, amen. They went through signs, wonders, and miracles, and all kind of things was being done in the church, amen. People being raised from the dead, people being filled with the Holy Ghost. And then you look at the condition of the church now, do you even care enough that I want to do something about it? What kind of compassion do you say you have? Or do you just go tear the church down yourself and not help build it up?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Are you concerned about it? Are we concerned really about the lost, amen? Are we concerned about them? Like God was concerned about you. Hallelujah. Jesus was concerned about this woman, and he had the ability to do something about it, so he raised his child from the dead because of compassion. He didn't just sit back and let her go on by and say, well, be all right, honey. Praise God. Hallelujah. But no, he was moved. Compassion moves you. It should move you if you got some, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for compassion, amen. God cares about you, amen. God cares about you. God will be moved by your feeling of your infirmities, amen. You see, we got to realize who we are. And the thing about it, we haven't realized who we are. Hebrews chapter 5, amen. I believe it's verse 1 or 2. Tell us who we should be or how we should be. I think it's... Yeah, turn there. Hebrews chapter 5. This is how we ought to be because, see, really, you got to realize who you are first, amen. You got to realize that you are the high priest. We are priests. That's why we don't have the Levitical priesthood no more. We don't need it. You know, everybody that's fighting for the Levitical priesthood to come back, you trying to get a Levite, your job. And we the priests now. We don't need the Levitical priesthood. We are the priests of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The reason we don't need the Levitical priesthood no more because there ain't nothing else for them to do. Well, what they gonna do? Ain't no cows to offer. There's no cows to offer up no more. So what the Levites gonna do now? Ain't no cows to offer up no more. Ain't no sacrifice being made no more. Amen. What are they gonna be working at? Amen. Now, ain't no tabernacle no more, because that's over now. Jesus and we are the tabernacle now. They ain't gonna be working in us. Amen. And so what? If you got a Levitical priesthood, what are they gonna do? What job do they have? That's why they wanted to kill Jesus, because they know Jesus was taking their job. The high priest, Jesus became the high priest. And so the high priest job was gone when Jesus, after Jesus died, he didn't have no job no more. The Levites didn't have no job no more. And everybody fussing by, other Levites. Oh, man, shut up. You the priest now. 5:1, 2, verse 2.
Who can have compassion on the ignorant?
First 5:1 and 2.
But every high priest taken from among men is ordained from men and things pertaining to God.
Okay, every high priest is taken from, they are ordained for men and things pertaining. That's what the priesthood was for. They was ordained for that. Aaron was ordained for that, amen.
Right.
The Levitical priesthood was ordained for that, amen. That was their job they did back in that time. Read on.
And he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin.
He was offered up gifts and sacrifice for sin. What you need to leave by that? Ain't no more gifts to offer up. Ain't no more sacrifice to offer up.
Right.
Ain't no more cows. Ain't no goats. Ain't no turtle or doves to offer up no more. Amen. Ain't all that burning and killing no more. That don't have to go on no more. That's what they was ordained to do. Amen. But now, amen. We're the priest now. And the sacrifice that we make, we don't make those natural sacrifices. We make a spiritual sacrifice for the people of God. The sacrifices of our lips, that's the sacrifice you give now. You don't need to give a cow now. Give the sacrifices of your lips. Give praise to God now. That's why the devil made, because we took his job. The devil is nothing but an unemployed sheriff. He did lead to praise, but now we lead praise. He don't need no job no more. We got his job. That's why he mad. Aren't you glad? We stand before God and give him praise now. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He lost his job. Amen.
Right.
But here is the job that we're supposed to be doing now, because we priesthood. Remember who you are. We are the priesthood. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And stop putting the Levites ahead of you. Verse 2.
Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the law?
Here we are supposed to be able to have compassion on the ignorant and those that are out of the way. Compassion. You see, that is what we're supposed to be. Have compassion for somebody, to see that somebody has a need and fulfill it, amen? Somebody has a need and do something about it. We're supposed to be compassionate people. We're supposed to be the priesthood. And having compassion on the ignorant. You see, if I see somebody ignorant and out of the way, amen, I should have enough compassion to realize he is ignorant and let me give him some knowledge to straighten him out. I should have enough compassion, amen, to straighten the ignorant person out, to give them some knowledge to help them on their way, amen. That's what a compassionate person would do, amen. A compassionate person wouldn't look down on the ignorant. But a compassionate person will give them the knowledge, the wisdom, or the understanding they need, amen, to lift them up so that they can be able to do what it is they need to do. That is what compassionate people do. We are the priesthood, and we're supposed to be compassionate people. What? We're supposed to be just like God. Amen. See, God always showed his compassion to people. Amen. He always demonstrated compassion, even though when you was acting up, he still was compassionate, amen?
Amen.
Even when you didn't do right, God still showed his compassion, amen. Turn to the book of Psalms, amen. 78, I'm going to quit after this, after we get over here. Psalm 78, I'm talking about compassion here, amen. Compassion on the ignorant. And we want to see, did God do that? Did God, was God compassionate on the ignorant and those that are out of the way? No, the Bible does say, while we was yet sinners, God died for the ungodly, didn't he?
Yeah.
How did, it didn't say he waited till we got saved. While we were still ignorant, he had compassion on us. Come on, somebody. Amen. Why we didn't know no better. He still had compassion on us. Amen.
Right.
He came down to straighten us out. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He did what was necessary to straighten us out. Psalm 78 and what's this page? Read 38 and 39. Go with me in the Bible. Go with me in the Bible.
But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity.
He forgave their iniquity. Now, I know y'all, when y'all look at, let me see, is that Matthew 18, or wherever, where Jesus talked about the Levites and the priests and the Good Samaritan. And somebody said, well, who is my neighbor? So they didn't know who their neighbor was because they didn't know what compassion was, you know. And Jesus showed that a man had failed, and the thieves had stripped him of everything, and he was down in the ditch, amen. And the Levites came by who was supposed to be, we saw what his job was. He was supposed to be, he was supposed to be able to have compassion on the ignorant and those out of the way, amen. He was supposed to be able to have compassion on it. But the Levite came by and got on the other side of the road because he didn't want to deal with it, amen. He was only looking at himself. I might get my hand dirty. I might become defiled. You know how we are. I don't want to go down there because I might get defiled. You know, you can't hang around them folks. You know all them excuses we make not to do nothing, amen? But the Levite got on the other side of the road and wouldn't have compassion on the man that was in the ditch and went on by his way, amen. And then came the priest. And the priest was supposed to be able to do the same thing. And the priest came down the road, and the priest got on the other side of the road. The man still in the ditch, he'd been stripped. The devil done stripped him of everything, amen. The devil done stripped him of his clothes, then stripped him of his righteousness, then stripped him of everything that he had. He's naked. He's in the ditch. He don't have nothing. He can't get himself out. But yet, the priest came back and got on the other side, and he's supposed to be a compassionate person. That ought to tell you something right there, amen. There's a lot of preachers going around. They're supposed to be compassionate, but they are always the one getting on the other side. They don't have time to deal with nobody. They don't have time to deal with the people in the ditch. They don't have time to deal with people in the street. They want to deal with the people got money, amen. That's the kind of people they want, amen. They want the millionaires to come in, amen. They want the celebrity to come in. They don't have time to deal with the poor folks, amen. They don't have time to deal with the people on drugs, amen. They don't have time to deal with the lesbians and the gays because they think they done got too high for them now, you know. They don't have no, what I'm trying to say, they don't have no compassion on them, you know what I mean, to try to help them up, to try to look and see where they are and give them something to get them out of the situation. Not beat them down in it, but do something to lift them up. Hey, you need Jesus. Come on. Jesus can help you out of this thing. Come on over here and accept Jesus. He'll get you out of this mess. Right. We're always getting on the other side, not getting in the mess with the people, no compassion, you see. We don't want to dirty our hands up. Child, I don't want to catch nothing. You know how we are. I ain't going to touch them, you know. Man, you know, my hand too clean. Well, go wash them then, amen. Amen. Put some, what y'all call that stuff? Put some sanitizer on your hand if you're scared to touch them, amen. And have some compassion on folks, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes they don't need nothing but a hug, but you too clean to hug somebody. Ooh, let me stand back, child. You know, no compassion. Church folks. I mean, I ain't talking about the sinners. Church folks. Amen. And you never thought about it. You could have been there. That could have been you in the ditch, amen. You could have went the other direction, amen. Well, aren't you glad that God had enough compassion on you not allow you to get in that situation? And if God didn't allow you to get that, can't you have compassion on somebody else?
That's right.
Like Jesus did us. He could have let us been lost. He could have allowed us to go on, but he loved us enough to have enough compassion on us. Amen. But he being full of compassion. 38:39, Rebecca.
And destroy them not.
He didn't destroy them. You know, there was some hard, you know, the hard head, hickin' the head folks, you know. You know how we talk about the hard head folks. They won't listen to nothing you say. They self-will. They're going to do what they want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I ain't going to have nobody to tell me what to do. You selfish dog, you. Yeah. I do what I want to do. Nobody tell me what to do. Where's discipline at? Where's your discipline, amen? Do you have any kind of discipline? Do you even care? Do you even care about what you do could affect somebody else? And even, you know what, even though you might know you're allowed to do something, Paul said, I know I can eat certain things, but I won't eat those things if it's going to affect my brother. I'll eat nothing there. I won't eat none of that food as long as I live, because he was having compassion. He was doing it out of compassion, not out of selfishness. You know, we have people like that. They boast themselves in themselves to talk about what they ain't going to do and what I'm allowed to do. They ain't going to let nobody tell me, you selfish dog, you. You're just a selfish person, no compassion. I shouldn't do anything. If I got something going to cause my brother to stumble, and I know it's going to cause him to stumble, I won't let him see me, even though I know I can do it. But I won't allow him to see me do it because I might cause my brother to stumble because I got compassion enough for my brother. Even though I know it's right, I'm not going to do it in front of my brother because it might cause my brother to stumble because I could be the one to cause my brother to go to hell. No compassion. You see what I'm trying to say? No compassion. No compassion. Just care about me. What I can do. No compassion. If I know something's going to take you down, I won't do it in front of you, even though I know I can't. If I got something on that's going to offend my brother and cause him to go to hell, I won't wear it because it's not that important. I won't put it on because it's not that important. Are you going to claim, if you're going to claim your selfishness and self-righteousness to do something that you know you can do and destroy somebody's life, what kind of compassion do you have? Jesus didn't have to die on the cross. He could have been selfish. I ain't doing nothing wrong. Y'all going to hell. I don't care. I'm going to stay here. I ain't going to die for you. I didn't do nothing wrong. Hallelujah. What if Jesus had been like that? What if Jesus had to been selfish and say, I didn't do nothing wrong? And if I didn't do nothing wrong, why I'm going to a tree? Why I'm gonna suffer? Why I'm gonna go, you know what? Why am I gonna go without? Why am I gonna lose my life for yours? A compassionate person wouldn't do that. Amen. Even though I have a right to eat my meat. But If the meat going to offend my brother, I won't let him see me eat the meat. I ain't saying I ain't going to eat none, but I ain't going to let him see me eat it. Amen? I'm not going to go out and flaunt it in front of him just to show that I can do it. Huh? All things are lawful for me, Paul said, but I won't be brought under the power of any. All things, I can do what I want, he said, but I'm not going to do it because it's not necessary. It's not lawful. All things are not lawful. Lawful for me. But I won't be brought on any of it. I mean, I can do it, but I'm not going to do it just because I can do it. Compassionate people won't do it just because they can. Where are you compassionate? A lot of us think we're walking upright, but we ain't walking upright. Because you're not walking in love. You're not walking compassionate. You're not walking concerned about other people. You're only concerned about what you can do. We got a long way to go here in this walk with God, amen. When we thinking all that other stuff, we're doing right, but we got a long ways to go. You got to be able to look and see what Jesus did for you and do it for somebody else. If Jesus lost everything for you, you got to be lose everything for somebody else. Not because you can do it, but because you have compassion and love for somebody else. I'm not going to do it. Y'all understand what I'm trying to say? Don't just do things in front of people because you know you can do it. If it offends your brother, don't do it in front of him. You could cause that person to stumble. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Faye. Read that last one there. Hallelujah.
Okay. 38. Many times turn his anger away.
He turned
up all his wrath.
Amen. Many times God turned his anger away from them. These are the rebellious people coming through the wilderness. They just stirred them up. They were just doing stuff. They were just doing stuff. Every chance they got, they were just doing stuff. Amen. They were just complaining. They was complaining about the preacher. They was complaining about the bread they was eating, the food they was eating. They was complaining about the water they was drinking. And none of their clothes was wearing out. And nobody was dying. Out of all that was going on, God was doing for them. They still was rebellious. And God looked at them. And God got angry a few times. Now, anger is not the same as wrath, y'all. Amen.
Right.
It's anger is when my emotion is stirred up. Wrath is when I carry it out. I take some vengeance upon you. I'm going to put my fist on you. I'm not just going to be mad at you and sweating bullets, amen, and hair and sweat coming out of my head. I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to start swinging some sticks, amen. That's my wrath then when I start swinging my stick. But many times he wanted to swing his stick on him. But he remembered they were just blessed. He remembered they was but flesh. He wanted to do it to them, but he remembered who they were. And so when we think about ignorant people and then we realize we're not fighting against what? Flesh and blood anymore. But we're fighting against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We got to remember that those people that are doing that, they're just flesh and not spirit. That's why God could have mercy on them, because he remembered something about them. He knew they were ignorant. They was out of the way. They was out of the way because they was doing wrong. But he remembered that they was but what?
Flesh.
He remembered they was but flesh. Amen.
The man that passed away and coming out again.
Hallelujah. And so God has enough compassion to remember that you are just flesh sometimes. And he won't do certain things because he has compassion on you. Amen. And we got to learn how to be compassionate people again. Amen.
Amen.
We got to walk in love, walk in compassion toward one another. Amen. When you see somebody down, lift them up. Beat them down. Lift them up.
Right.
Help them up. Amen. You see me down, lift me up. Let's walk in love toward one another. Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of things I know I could do. I won't do it in front of you just because I know I can do it. Because if I thought it was going to mess you up, I wouldn't do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I want to be conscious about your salvation as well as mine.
Mm-hmm.
Let us not be selfish. Amen. Let us walk in compassion. God is compassionate enough for you today, whoever you are on Facebook Live. Amen. Sister Gator, thank you for being on this morning. Amen. Whoever you that is on Facebook Live this morning, I don't know what troubles you're going through, but God is a compassionate God, and God wants to help you this morning. Amen. Amen. The tears that you've been shedding, you were shedding last night, and Lord, amen. God heard your cry. God heard your prayers. Amen. And God he's here. He's right now to help you in whatever situation you're going through. He's compassionate enough to see where you are and know where you need to be. And if that's you this morning, we want to know. You need some help. God will help you this morning. Amen. Put your name up there. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see your name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you. Amen. We got to go for time's sake. Amen. That's been Care Church Incorporated. Amen. And we're 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76010, I believe. Amen. So thank God for you joining in. If you'd like to make any donation to us, amen, we appreciate anything that you give. Amen. You can send it by PayPal or Cash App at carechurchinc@gmail.com. carechurchinc@gmail.com. We appreciate any donation you give. And may God bless you. May God keep you. May God cause his face to shine upon you. And may God give you rest. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your mind and your soul stayed upon Jesus Christ. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide within you henceforth now and forevermore. Amen, amen. God bless y'all on Facebook. Amen. Hallelujah. If there's somebody has a prayer request, testimony that's online, you can give it now. Amen. Prayer report.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First, give honor to God, head of my life. Thank God for another day. Give honor to Pastor Page, the general, and all those that's in their respective places today. I enjoyed the general testimony. One Sunday morning, God saved her. Made me think about, she said when she went to church, to the church house, it wasn't the church house for me, it was the jailhouse. And I still remember the day that God saved me. Still remember the day that I received the Holy Ghost, 4/14/2013. That was my spiritual birthday. I just thank God for saving me. Prayer request is for Minister Jairus. Minister Jairus died yesterday morning. Pray for his family and his mom and his siblings. And just thank God for life and compassion that we're supposed to have on folks. Thank God for that message today. A lot of people are without compassion. But thank God for those that still have compassion, because God still has it. He's in control, and he's sitting on the throne. And so we just want to bless the name of the Lord today. Thank God for the message today, Pastor Page. And we give honor to the Lord. That's all for me. That's all, folks. Thank God.
Amen. 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 Someone else. Someone else. Amen.
We have a prayer request. Prayer request is for Brandon Smart.
Brandon Smart.
Line unmuted.
Sister May.
Sister May.
Sister May and Brandon Smart. Sister May had an operation. Amen.
Sister May had an operation. Thank you. Keep her lifting up.
Pastor Brandon, did he ever run out? Sister May. Sister May already had an operation?
No, she having an operation this week coming up.
Oh, she had an operation this week.
Yeah. He had to go back in the hospital. I haven't heard anything since then, but it keeps living up there.
Amen. Brandon Smart had to go back to the hospital after the operation. I know he had a tumor there. So, amen. Is there somebody else? Testimony, prayer request. Your opportunity right now.
Yeah, I want to pray for my family, me and my family. And I thank God for you, because you really could get down in the, you can get down to the nitty gritty. I love to listen to you, man. When you get down to that nitty gritty, man, that made me want to jump up and shout. So just praise God for you and keep the word afloat. Because like I said, I want to push ahead to me, man, but you know, I get upset from these days. I listen to the preachers. And I'm reading the book, and like I said, some of the stuff that you don't preach about today, I already been through it. So, you know, let's keep the word, keep the good, keep the word, keep it going.
Amen. Praise God for the bride family. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Amen. Amen. We thank God. If anyone else has anything to say, no prayer request, no praise report. Don't forget about tonight. We have Brother Prevost be on. That's 516-666-9967. He'll be having this talk show tonight. I don't know what the subject is.
We got some viewer topics. The topics are giving and receiving. Hold on, let me look. Yeah, giving and receiving. People being statish as Christians, should we say something in the world? And do we operate out of feelings or do we operate out of the word? That's at 5 o'clock Central Time.
5 o'clock this evening. 516-666-9967. Amen. The Kev Network, Talk Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Y'all tune in tonight and on Fridays. I see Miss Alexandra on here on Friday, 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock California time, Salt of the Earth. Amen. Same, you can get it on the same numbers, 786-7473. Don't forget about Minister Ray on Monday through Friday. Access code 120-110-69 pound every morning at 8:30. Amen. About Texas time, 6:30 California time. You can catch him. Amen. Don't forget about we be on Monday through Friday. I'll be on the Holy Ghost prayer line. The same 774 start, but the access code would be 319-2020 pound. Y'all join in with us Monday through Friday and Wednesday night. Don't forget about, we do have our little study on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, at 786-7473 pound. Y'all join us on Wednesday night. And amen. And Brother Ray Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, 120-110-69 pound. So, amen. That's our announcement. Is there anything else, amen, before we go? Amen. Hallelujah. If there's nothing else, we're going to close out. Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you for the word today. Thank you, Lord, for being concerned enough about us to lay down your life and die for us. And we appreciate all that you have done and all the things you shall do. And, Lord, may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide within us, now and forevermore, as we dismiss from this line, but never from your presence. Glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. You're dismissed. Amen. Don't forget about your tithes and offering. Send your tithes and offering out. Our little funds are getting pretty low here, getting pretty low. So thank God. Amen. God bless.
We want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
my background sin. God, rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Leave my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.